When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run. Give us a text, 0457 736 736. We're getting plenty of texts about legs tackles. So, we'd love to hear your thoughts on how the game can maybe reward legs tackles. But I'm very excited. We've got the great James Maloney on the line. How you going, brother?
Good, mate. What's happening?
Mate, not much at all, mate. Coaching this year for the Cowboys. How are you enjoying that at the moment?
Oh, mate, I was enjoying it a bit more early on in the season. Last 4 weeks, had a few hiccups, but back on the roller coaster of rugby league, mate, and I'm enjoying it.
Hey, Jimmy, you spoke about a few hiccups over the last few weeks. What do you think's gone wrong, mate, with the performances of the footy side?
I think we're sort of probably not understanding and not winning the transition and the cycle of the game. I think we sort of probably did a little bit early on in the year against probably some sides that aren't going to be up near the top. And the last couple of weeks, on the weekend especially, Cronulla started really well. I think they didn't make an error all the first half, and apart from the little hiccup from Drinky early on, we got into the cycle of games, and we just kept releasing the pressure off them and just giving them a leg up. So just sort of understanding that, and then obviously I think defensively we've been leaking way too many points. I think we all know that, so that's a big focus for us to tighten up as well.
Mate, what's been the biggest surprise, having to, obviously being a player and achieve so much, but having to coach players, what's been the biggest surprise for you, mate?
I don't know about a surprise. I suppose I sort of probably didn't have too many expectations of what it was. I think probably one of the challenges is sort of understanding that guys don't see football the same way you do, So there's things that can sometimes be frustrating, to things that you think are so simple or so clear and obvious to you, other guys don't see it the same way. So then obviously the challenge is then how do I help them to see that, and how do I get them to recognise, those sort of situations in games and that. So I suppose that's the challenge of coaching, and I suppose I'll develop that as I go along.
Hey, what about now, thinking of you as a footy player, I was lucky enough to be one of Jimmy Maloney's teammates at the Melbourne Storm, but he's a competitor. On top of all the other skills that he possesses with his passing and running and kicking, goal kicking as well, he was just a competitor, Kempy. Mate, do you see some similarities in your game that you had as a half in your man up there, Tommy Dearden?
Yeah, I do, mate. To be fair, I think he's probably quite similar to sort of how I used to play and things like that. He's very competitive. He wants to win, and he's probably a bit fitter than I was. I think he's, in terms of that sort of stuff, I think his style of game is sort of similar, and I think hopefully I can help him develop his understanding of the game and his match awareness and things like this, and just how to control the game and that sort of stuff. Obviously, being a young half, I think there's still a lot of work for him to develop in that sort of area. So, hopefully I can help him along with that.
Mate, speaking of another bloke that, he'll fire a shot from anywhere, the great Scotty Drinkwater at the back there, what's it been like working with the young fella?
Yeah, mate, Drinky's good, obviously. Very very gifted footballer. You know, he's really important for us. I think we've probably got to work with him now to just sort of harness what he's doing at certain times. You know, a little bit the same about just awareness and what's needed in certain times of the game. You know, he can spark something out of nothing, and you know, we don't want to take that off him. But you know, if we can just sort of harness their ability to, you know, sort of lower a few mistakes and just be a little bit more measured with his decision making.
Now, mate, he's been a huge part of your attack, like Kempe spoke about. You guys you're leading the comp so far with points scored. Now, like, are you putting your hand up for that, Jimmy? Is that all because of you joining the Cowboys this year? Here's your chance, mate.
Mate, it's a simple game, isn't it? No, mate, it's obviously pretty lucky to come into a side that's pretty gifted to have sort of strike weapons all over the park. You know, we're not short of guys that can create opportunities, and I suppose it's for us and our style of play. It's just making sure we can put guys in opportunities to do something. You know, we don't need to always be looking to make clean line breaks. You know, we're just looking to find guys in one-on-one situations with a bit of space, and with the caliber of players we've got up here, then things can happen around that.
Mate, you essentially experienced everything in the game, and 2018-19, obviously you were a partner with Nathan Cleary. I'd just love to know, but I assume you could have never expected the run that would go on, but were there signs of it? Was there like hints that you could see that Cleary would be as good as he's been for the last few years, or what was it like, mate?
Mate, I think there was always signs he was going to be good. You know, the thing that always impressed me with Nate was he was coming through very young. You know, despite having, you know, so much hype and pressure around him and everyone telling him how good he's going, he could always honestly assess his own performances, and he never got carried away. He always knew exactly where he was at, and he worked really hard. You know, he'd be first one in the train and last one to leave, you know, whereas I was normally last in the train and first to leave. So it's no surprise, mate. He's done the work. He had all the skills and you know, and all the attributes there, and he puts it together with all the hard work, and I think he's just developing into his, you know, as halves do, as over time they're sort of getting even better with their match awareness, things like that. So he'll be hard to handle on the weekend.
Yeah, he's back this weekend, mate, from a bit of a layoff with that hamstring issue. You do take on Penrith, the three-time reigning premiers. At home, of course, so I know it'd be nice to get home after a bit of a tough loss. How do you get in amongst it this weekend and try and get a win?
Yeah, mate, I think you know, that journey now, just sort of going through the boys, how we sort of want to play and what we want to do. But I think again the underlying attitude we've got to go into the weekend with is we've got to work harder than them. I think you know, we've got a very talented football team, but as soon as you start relying on your talent to win your footy games, then you're not going to win that many. So we need to go with an attitude to work really hard, to value the small details, and then hopefully off the back of that, if we do that, we'll create some opportunities for ourselves.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us, mate. Really do appreciate it, Jimmy, and stoked to see you back in Rugby League in Australia.
Too easy, mate. Thanks a lot.
Hair looks good too, Jimmy. Love the ponytail, brother.
Oh, how good. There he is, the great James Maloney. Always a laugh to talk to, and look, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit for their attack. I'll give him a little bit of credit.
I'll tell you what, when I heard Jimmy Maloney was coming back to coach in the NRL, I thought, that'll do me. That will do me. Because I've seen him firsthand in Melbourne, like I said earlier. He was a serial pest for the coaches. For the coaches.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Oh, mate, I still remember we were in a team meeting. We're getting ready for a game. I think he was, back in the day, 18th man, right? Yep. Which, unless something really, really bad happened in a warm-up or whatever, they weren't going to get a game, the 18th man. We're sitting down, right? Craig Bellamy was about to address the team before we jumped on the team bus. Anyway, he just starts out with his final address to the team, and you hear this clunking in the back of the room. And everyone spins around. I'm like, what's that? Here's Jimmy Maloney trying to scoop out the last little bit of yogurt out of a glass bowl.
Mate,
bellyache, nearly lost the plot.
Oh, that's,
and I just
best.
Thought, mate, of all the people now who have said, yeah, no, you know what, I'll be a coach, was the serial pest himself, Jimmy Maloney, that just used to annoy the absolute... Yeah, out of coaches.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best. At least he'll know how to deal with the next pests coming through.
That's right.
The next generation of pests, Maloney will handle handedly. We're going to go to a break. More rugby league after the break.